But an overview and a theme throughout this, and I had a chance last night when I got in to read some of the other things that you heard yesterday, and I'm unfortunately going to touch on some of the same things. Some of the basic fundamental themes are counties and municipalities obviously are different creatures. And for us in the county, we're trained in always starting out by looking to see what statutory authority we have to do whatever regulation we're going to try and do. Because as most of you know, counties only have that authority that is bestowed upon them through their legislative grant, as opposed to home rule municipalities that start with legislative authority and then face limitations sometimes on that. Another thing that is a theme throughout when you're talking about county regulations and what we can do with land use development is to always be aware that each county may have different regulations than a different county. The statutes are not all the same. They're not all equal. It's not one form for all counties. And so you always need to be particular in looking at which county you're dealing with. It's analogous to me as we have statutory county court at law jurisdictions. As was mentioned, I was a judge of a statutory county court at law as opposed to our constitutional county judges who run the commissioner's court. Those, just like with counties, have different statutory grants of jurisdiction depending on what was given to them. One time I was having a hearing in which it was right before trial and somebody wanted to make a last-minute amendment on their damages claim. And in Dallas County, because the jurisdictions are different, this defense attorney said, well, that's fine. You can go ahead and let him amend, Judge. I have no objection. He's limited to $200,000 anyway.